How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? This is Daryl, and you tune in to Ballin' on Films. This is the podcast where I talk about basketball and movies. Today's topic, we're going to go over some of tonight's games. We're going to start off with the Houston Rockets and the Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee Bucks beat Houston 116-109. Milwaukee Bucks record improved to 29-11. And Houston record is now 23-17. James Harden had 42 points. Clint Capella had 18 points. And Austin Rivers, who was Doc Rivers' son, had 18 points. And then Milwaukee, Antetokounmpo had 27 points. Chris Middleton had 18 points. And I just want to go on the record saying this, that James Harden, there's no doubt I think that he'll be MVP of the league this season. He got to be NBA most valuable player this year, man. He got to, because he's been putting up 40-plus numbers like 12 and 13 games in a row. There's no doubt he got to be MVP this year. But Antetokounmpo, he's on a come up. He's the next big superstar on the rise. Right now, he's a star, but he hasn't reached that superstar level yet, I feel, that he could reach. He still has a lot of potential. He still has ways to go, but he's getting there. I didn't know Austin Rivers played for Houston Rockets. I thought he was still with the Clippers. So that was big for me. I didn't know. He's pretty decent guard wherever he goes. I feel like that the Houston Rockets still have a strong chance on closing out the first half of the season before the All-Star break pretty good. Give me your thoughts and comments on what you guys think about Houston Rockets. You think they'll go all the way, or do you think they'll be stopped in their tracks by Golden State? Let me know what you think. Leave me a message. Next up, I got Detroit Pistons versus Los Angeles Lakers. Detroit lost against Los Angeles Lakers, so their record is now 17-22. The Lakers is now 23-19. So the Lakers beat them by 13. It was 100-113. Kyle Kuzma went on a tear with 41 points. Like I said in my previous podcast, Kyle Kuzma, to me, is better than Lonzo Ball. Lonzo Ball only had 5 or 6 points. Kyle Kuzma, hands down, man. Brandon Ingram only had 10 points. Probably a slow night for him. Michael Beasley, another guy I was telling y'all about my podcast, he had 19 points. Caldwell Pope had 15 points. So, and on the Pistons, Blake only had 16 points. Reggie Jackson only had 15, and Bullock only had 13 points. Just to make a long story short, I feel like Kyle Kuzma was coming to his own, but I feel like that's the second best scorer on the Lakers. I feel like that's the second best scorer on the Lakers besides Lonzo Ball. LeBron James. That's his second best scorer to me. I do think they should be able to make the playoffs. They have a push. We'll see when LeBron comes back from injury. Next up, we got Cleveland Cavaliers and the New Orleans Pelicans. This is a no-brainer. Cavaliers' record is trash this year. It's not even worth talking about. New Orleans beat them 124-140. You got Osmond had 10 points. Burks had 17 points. Clarkson had 21 points. I'm gonna just get right down to it. Anthony Davis, even though they've been winning, but everybody knows he's gonna fall short again this year in the playoffs. If he makes the playoffs. Everybody know that. I guess New Orleans did the best they could as far as putting some help around him, but truth of the matter is, he needs to go elsewhere. He's to go as well to a better team where there's better supporting cast. Rumors are linked him going to Philadelphia or LA or Boston. I think I could see him in Boston. No, they was talking about, as far as Philly, they was talking about trading him for Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons go to New Orleans. But I don't see that. I don't know. I don't see that happening. I think his chances are better in Boston. He played with Kyrie Irving. I think Boston be a good fit for him. Let me know what y'all think. Do y'all think he'll be a good fit in Philadelphia? Or do you think he'll be a good fit in Boston? Or do you think he might be fine where he at? Because he's a free agent. 20, I believe. And if he stays, of course, they'll pay him $230-some million if he stays. But I think Anthony Davis just wants to win more than just he paid a whole bunch of money and then not go anywhere a whole career. You know, it's... Mm-hmm. I mean, you get to the point, I mean, you get so much money, you want a legacy behind your name, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want it to mean something, like, for us. You want a championship, you know, something. But we'll see what happens with that. So, let me know your comments on that. Do you think he'll stay or will he leave? And as far as trade rumors go, more trade rumors, they're saying, sources saying that Cleveland Cavaliers may take a chance on Carmelo Anthony. They might swap him for J.R. Smith. So that's to be continued for discussion. Then there's also a trade going out about Kevin Love going to Golden State Warriors for Draymond Green. Just a quick swap. My personal opinion, I think that'll work because even though Draymond Green is the glue guy, he makes the extra pass, whatever, so is Kevin Love. The difference is Kevin Love shoots way better than Draymond Green, and he rebounds the ball. And on top of that, he can give you some 4 or 5 assists too. So I think it's a good trade. But I don't think it'll happen. But we have to wait to see. What do you guys think about that? You think that might be a good trade or not? Let me know. That's all I got for right now. I'll be back to post a little later. Stay tuned.